Psalm chapter 23. Reading just part of the first verse. And I want to be looking, Lord willing, at other passages, but Psalms chapter 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Who's the shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. All through the scriptures, we see this relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Before there was ever a sheep, there was a shepherd. And if they would not have been a shepherd, and they had been all the sheep would have perished. But there is this union between the sheep and the shepherd. In the physical realm, a shepherd, it was a very lowly life. And it was a very lonely life. A lot of times the shepherd would be gone for months at a time. And it was a life of loneliness. It was a life of spent with the sheep. And he would have to get up early in the morning, lead the sheep before daylight and bring them in before after dark. Have to deal with all the weather and the danger and all those things. He didn't get paid a whole lot. It was a job nobody wanted. You'll notice David, he was the eighth son of Jesse. And it's like if I was the shepherd in my family, when the next son come along, he got to be the shepherd. And then it went on to the youngest son, because as soon as he got where he didn't have to be the shepherd, he didn't want it anymore. And if you didn't have a son, you know who got to be the shepherd? The girls did. Rachel was a shepherd. When Moses came to Jethro's daughters, what were they doing? They were shepherds. It was a job that was despised. Nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. But I'm the one that did. It was a lowly life, born in a manger. It was a lonely life. He tried to run press alone. This is what he did. This is a picture of all these things in nature, just a picture of something spiritual. Then we have the characteristics of the sheep. What are their characteristics? Well, the very first one, they're just plain ignorant. That just describes us in Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Have you ever seen a sheep in a circus? They can't teach them anything. That describes us. That describes us by nature. What I understand, I just know by what I've read, they said they have no sense of direction. You know, you can take a dog off maybe two or three blocks and he'll find its way back home, but not a sheep. He'll just begin to wander and take one step after another. Before long, it's just plumb separated from the flock. They're hard of hearing, can't see well, can't resist or fight. They just run and they just lay down. They're easily disturbed. That's why in Psalms 23 it says they like still water. That's sheep. That's us. That's who we are. And tonight, with the Lord's help, I want to look at the shepherd and his sheep. He has some sheep. He has some sheep. And he'll save those sheep. In the scripture, he's looked at in three different ways. And I want to look at those three things. He's called the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and he's called the chief shepherd. In Psalms 22, you know Psalms 22, and it's amazing that Psalm 23 comes after Psalms 22. It's the Psalm of the Cross. In verse 6, he said, "I'm a worm and no man, a reproach and despised of the people. All that see me laugh me to scorn, they shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, 'He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him.'" Verse 11, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help." Verse 14, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels." Verse 16, "For dogs have compassed me about, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Who's this talking about? This is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. Turn with me to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. We have this parable of the Good Shepherd. This parable came right after our Lord had healed the man that had been born blind from the birth. And how these Pharisees, they accused him of being an imposter. No, he didn't really heal this man. He really didn't heal this man, give him sight. And our Lord said in verse 1 of John 10, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." The sheepfold was separate from the world. The sheepfold was the place where the sheep were kept. And he said, if a man comes any other way but by the door, but climbeth up some other way, he's a thief and he's a robber. You know who he's talking about? He's talking about the Pharisees. He's talking about those religious leaders who claimed to be the shepherds of the sheep, who were the ones that supposed to, who claimed to take care of the sheep, but didn't. Verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. The porter, God the Father, opened the door to this shepherd. He opened the door to this one. Nobody else was a fit shepherd. Nobody else fit the qualifications. Nobody else was predestined to be the shepherd of the sheep. But he said to this one, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Why do they follow him? They know his voice. They know his voice. Who does? The sheep do. They know his voice. They know his voice. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They don't know his voice. As I thought about this, you think a man, he could put on the sheep, the shepherd's coat. He could dress up exactly like the shepherd. And they say he can go down to the river and be 100 to 200 sheep there and begin to call them, and they're going to run from him. You know why? They don't know his voice. He may look like the shepherd. He may act like the shepherd. He may try to talk like the shepherd. But he's not the shepherd. He's not the shepherd. Listen, they may talk about Christ. They may talk from the Scriptures. They may talk about Jesus and faith and salvation. But listen to me, if they talk about Christ and try to mingle works in, they're talking about another Jesus. You know what they are? They're a thief and a robber. You know what a thief does? He tries to take which is not rightfully his. You know what he tries to rob? He tries to rob God of his glory. That's what they try to do. This is what he's saying. But they won't follow a stranger. Why won't they follow a stranger? They're sheep. That's pretty simple. That's pretty plain. They will not follow one. I hear all these people, and it gets on my nerves so bad I can't hardly stand it. They say, oh, they go down there to this church. I say, well, does he preach the gospel? Well, he talks about Jesus. They say, well, he preaches it on Wednesday night, but he don't preach it too hard on Sunday morning. Sheep don't want to hear that. Sheep want to hear the shepherd. You say, how do you know the shepherd's voice? If you're a sheep, you'll know his voice. That's the only way I know to describe it. You know his voice. If you've ever heard his voice, you'll know it. That's exactly right. I don't know any other way to explain it. If you've ever heard him, you say, boy, I heard him again. I heard him. The sheep, a stranger, they will not follow. If it was not for grace, we'd all follow a stranger. He said if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect of God. That's pretty serious. But they won't deceive the elect. You know why? They're the sheep. He says they'll flee from him. You know what that means? They'll run from him. You know why? He's dangerous. He's not interested in the sheep. He's interested in himself. Because they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. So he's going to explain it. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. How are they going to get into the sheepfold? You've got to go through the door. Who's the door? He's the door. There's only one way in. There's only one way. There's not many ways. There's only one way. And it's Christ Jesus, the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. Not some little weak Jesus. Not somebody that's trying to save people and can't so they won't let him. The Lord is my shepherd. Now I'm the door. Verse 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. All through the ages, the sheep did not hear them. They've always been false prophets. Always been. Elijah stood against 850 at one time. There was only one prophet. At that time, there was probably many others, but Elijah stood against those false prophets. I said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the door. He said, if you didn't understand, here's what I'm saying. I'm the door. I'm the way into the sheepfold. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Not that he shall get saved, he shall be saved. The Scriptures talk about being saved. It's a state of being. The sheep were saved before the foundation of the world. They were saved when Christ died for them. They're saved when he comes back in glory. And I'm being saved right now. I've got to be saved today. Being saved. How do I get into the sheepfold? Through the door. How am I to find out where the door is? Only one. He's the only one can lead me. The only way. He can only show me. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. You know what sheep want? They want pasture. They want to eat. Feed. Verse 10. The thief cometh not. This is his purpose. This is his reason. Before to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his purpose. He comes in what? Sheep's clothing. The Scripture are full of admonitions. Beware of wolves. Beware of false prophets. Beware of those who come saying, Jesus, Jesus. They'll say, you're his Christ. He said, don't go after it. Don't go after him. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Here it is, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I'm not like all those other shepherds. They can't save anybody. I came for a reason. Why did I come? I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He loves something more than himself. He loves the sheep. The good shepherd. Look in verse 10. But he that is an hireling. You know what a hireling is? This is somebody that's paid to watch the sheep. He's hired. He says, you imagine him being out there and he's out here watching these sheep. A man's paying him a little bit of money and he needs the money, so he's out there watching the sheep. Here he sees the wolf come. You know what he'll do? He'll run. He said, I ain't risking my life for that bunch of sheep. He doesn't care for the sheep. He doesn't love the sheep. He loves his own belly. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, he seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And he just defines it, the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. And here he says it again, I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. And I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Lay down. That bunch of ignorant, dumb, wandering sheep, I lay down my life for them. Because I'm the good shepherd. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Look in verse 25. These people were murmuring at what he said. And Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. There is a thing called goats. God doesn't convert goats into sheep. Goats will always be goats, and they'll never do nothing but butt everything they get around. They don't care what they eat. Sandy, my wife, her daddy has a few goats, and he put him up a fence, and he just turned them loose. This whole hill was just covered up in briars, and more than about 2 months, they cleared her out. They'll eat anything, but not sheep. Not sheep. They don't believe. Why don't they believe? They're not sheep. We didn't all, we weren't born believing, but God calls us to believe. We've just lost sheep. Wondering. Verse 27, he says it again. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, to purchase the sheep, to redeem the sheep, to bring them all safe into the fold. You remember when our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane? And they came to him and he said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am him. And they fell backwards. He said, whom did you seek? And he said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, if you've come to seek me, you let these loaves. You take me. It's a miracle that they didn't kill every one of them on the spot. But they couldn't. Why? The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd. The good shepherd. Not a thief or a robber. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He purchased every one of them. He'll save every one of them. Everyone will hear His voice in due time. He'll cross their path with the gospel. Not some other gospel, but the gospel. And God will give them ears to hear, and they'll say, I can't describe it, I can't define it, but I heard something. You know what it was? I heard Him. He said He calls them all by name. As they walk into the sheepfold, He counts every one of them. They say that door is so narrow, only one sheep goes into at a time. He said, that one's mine. That one's mine. That one's mine. He knows His sheep.
Yes.
Knows them. Turn with me back to Psalms 23. So Psalms 22 is talking about the Good Shepherd. Psalms 23 is talking about the Great Shepherd. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great Shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, that Good Shepherd that died, He didn't stay dead. God Almighty raised Him. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And when God raised Him from the dead, He set Him on a throne and made Him Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that and read that verse and mean it? The Lord is my shepherd. It doesn't do much good if I read it and say, well, He was your shepherd, or He was your shepherd, but is He my shepherd? The Lord, the one that sits at the right hand of the Father, the Lord, the sovereign Lord over all things. God raised Him from the dead, and God made Him Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's sovereign Lord. That's the great shepherd, not some little shepherd, not some weak shepherd. The great shepherd. The great shepherd of the sheep. God brought Him again from the dead. The great shepherd through the blood of that everlasting covenant. That great shepherd that rules and reigns and is now on the trail of His sheep. He's going to find every one of them. In Luke chapter 15, He said He leaves the 99 in the wilderness and He goes out looking for that one sheep. You say, well, it's just one. But it's His. You know what He does when He finds it? He doesn't get up. Come on now, get in the fold. He reaches down with hands of grace and mercy and puts it on His shoulders. He says, I'm going to take it home.
Yeah.
This is my sheep. My sheep. He's the great shepherd. I'm glad He knows where His sheep are at. He's going to find every one of them. You may be here tonight and be a lost sheep. If you're His, He's going to find you. You don't find Him, He finds you. He picks you out. He singled you out. He knows His sheep. Well, I can't pick them out. They some I thought were sheep turned out to be goats. And I can't make them sheep. But I know this. All God's preachers are on the trail of God's sheep. All God's preachers are. It's just like when He looked at Peter after Peter messed up so bad. Denied that he even knew the Lord three times. The Lord came to Peter and He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know. He said, well, if you love me, you feed my lambs. You feed my little ones. Them young converts, them weak little lambs, you feed them. He asked him again, he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, well, feed my sheep. Then he looked at him again. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. He said, well, if you do, feed my sheep. You know what God does to the sheep? He gives them pastors after His own heart that feed His sheep and love the sheep. They didn't. You know why? Because He loves them. The sheep belong to Him. Let me tell you this. The shepherd is responsible for every sheep. If he loses one, he's a failure. Let me tell you this. If he could ever lose one, you're looking at one. He's never lost one. He's never going to lose one. He's going to find every one of them in due time. They're His responsibility. He doesn't quit till He finds them. You imagine a shepherd going out at night. It's cold and it's rainy. And they say, where are you going? He said, I'm going to find the sheep. But when are you coming back when I find him? If you're His, He'll get you. They're all coming. Every one of them. They will not be one for whom Christ died that will perish under the wrath and judgment of God.
And who does the searching? He does. Himself.
He's the one. And He finds them.
So we have the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd. In Psalms 24, we have the Chief Shepherd. Before I read from Psalms 24, let me read to you from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. To me, it's amazing that the very one that denied our Lord three times, the very one that our Lord said, feed my sheep, wrote this epistle. 1 Peter chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who also am an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of ready mind. These are as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The great shepherd rules and reigns now over all things, but listen to me.
The chief shepherd's coming back.
You say, when's he coming back? I know exactly when he's coming back. Boy, air's picked up then, didn't he?
That's exactly right. This world only exists for one reason. That's for God to save His people. You know why God had this conference this week? You know why we're here tonight? God's going to save some sheep. That's exactly right. They may not be in our generation. I don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. It's like Elijah. He says, I'm the only one left. There ain't nobody left. I'm the only one. God says, wait a minute. He said, I've got 7,000. And in the book of Romans it says, He reserved unto him. You know what means reserve? You ever been at a wedding? They come in the first few pews, they put reserved on it. It's for the mother of the bride or the father, the mother of the groom. It's reserved. Nobody else sits there. Why? It's reserved. It's reserved for somebody. He said they are reserved.
Me and Sandy and Emily has been trying to grow a little vegetable garden. We went over one day and we planted 4 or 5 rows of corn. We went back 2 or 3 weeks later and they wasn't a single grain come up. He said, "What did you do? Not plant any more?" "No, I plowed it up and planted some more." And about 2 weeks later, I believe every grain come up. Today's going to be a harvest. All the sheep are going to be gathered in.
Yes.
Every one of them. That's encouragement. That's encouragement. I may just plant the garden. I may never live to see it harvest. Somebody else might harvest it. But there'll be a harvest. Hebrews 9:28, "So Christ was once offered the bearer of the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." But having all those sins are gone, he's going to present his sheep faultless. You mean them all ignorant, wandering sheep that can't see good, can't hear well, can't discern anything, grow weary, get disturbed over the least thing? That describes us. You mean all them going together in every one of them? Everyone? Psalms 24, beginning with verse 7. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift him up, you everlasting door. Everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord of hosts." A great host of believers. Lift you up, oh, who is this coming in? It's the King of glory. It's the chief shepherd. He shall appear. Every eye shall see him. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. They'll all be gathered in. Let me give you a few comments about the sheep. These are the ones that he's saved and brought in. They're meek, not like goats. They're gentle. They don't like a lot of noise and confusion. That's all the world knows. Just make a bunch of racket. Bunch of confusion. Sheep, one mark of a sheep, they like to be around other sheep. They're not always shoving to get their way. They're considerate. Here's a good mark of a sheep. They love the shepherd. They love to hear his voice. If you don't love to hear the gospel, one or two things, three things, you're either a goat, a sick sheep, or a lost sheep. One of the three. Sheep want to be near the shepherd. They want to lay on his bosom. I thought about this little illustration. Sandy came to me the other day and she said, "You know what Emily did? That's our granddaughter." She said, Emily just walked up to her and she said, "Sandy," she said, "can I lay my head on your chest?" She said, "I just want to cuddle." That's what sheep want to do. They want to cuddle. Sheep do. Sheep do. And let me tell you this. If you're a sheep, he'll make you want him more than anything in this world. Amen. Let me give you another illustration. Emily just gives me all these illustrations. The other day I was sitting in the motel room studying the little one, Sandy and the girls, and they got on down to the pool, and I put a no disturb sign on the door. And when they got back, you know, the do not disturb sign was still on the door. And when Emily said, she said, that don't mean me. And she's right. It didn't. I wanted everybody else to stay out. I didn't want to be disturbed. But I wasn't disturbed by her.
He loves his sheep. They never disturb him. I don't care how many needs you have. You don't disturb him. Just come on, hold him. See, you don't know what I've done. It don't matter what you've done. If you're his sheep, he's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And he's the chief shepherd. Thank God one day all this will be over. We just worship him now with dimmed eyes. But what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Amen. Thank you.